Blog Talk Radio.
You don't have to worry about being a loser. You're a winner. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. I don't know if she's available or not, but let me see here. Evangelist Sharon, are you available?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Here it is. In 2 Corinthians 3, 6-10 reads as follows. Who also hath made us able ministers of a new testament, not of the letter, if the spirit of the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses. For the glory of his countenance, its glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more doeth the ministration of the righteousness succeed in glory. But even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that echoes. Praise God. I want to thank God for taking the time to individually knit and plant a seed in each of our linings of our hearts. I want to pray that he will continue to open up our eyes and our hearts and our minds and our consciousness through the existence of the Spirit and of the Holy Ghost, so that we can be led every day in such a fashion that God has prepared for us. I pray for this broadcast. I pray for those who are struggling. I pray for those who don't know that prayer works. I pray for those who are bereaved, those who have lost people, those who have been touched by COVID, those that have asked us to remember in prayer, and those who are struggling and feel that they will never be delivered from something that has them shackled and bound here on earth. I want you to know that God can heal all things and deliver you from all things with his stripes. He said we are healed. And if we keep our mind on thee, he will keep us in holy peace, which is a fact. I'm bearing witness for that. Pray for those who are sick and shut in. And I bind anything else that will come in between this broadcast that will attack anything with any affiliation with this broadcast. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I appreciate that heartfelt prayer. We're talking about the continuation of the subject, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And there again, it's very important that you understand when we say comparison, not man's way of comparing, but God's way of comparing is spiritual with spiritual, or spirit things with spirit things. And the comparison, most of the time there's a lot of similarity, but usually it's the exact thing. Let me put it to you that way, so that you can do a proper examination. It is so important that you know the importance of comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I know somebody texts me and says, well, you know, Pastor, we understand that kind of stuff. Well, I know you do. I just want to make sure. I ain't questioning that. I'm questioning the fact that you make sure you compare spiritual things with spiritual. See, those were not my words. They came out of the word of God. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but, see, man's wisdom teaches one thing, but God teaches something else. Man's wisdom will teach you to compare apples and oranges, but God's wisdom doesn't. That's what you have to see. God's wisdom is going to teach you to compare apples with apples, oranges with oranges. So he goes on to say, now how do I know this? Because it says, which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, that's what the Holy Ghost does. The natural man don't receive those things. You know what? It's at a different level. So aren't you glad you're spiritual? Woo, hallelujah. You ought to be happy you're spiritual, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you.
Praise God.
You ought to be happy you're spiritual. Why? Because those spiritual things, the Bible says the Holy Ghost searches the deeper things of God. That way you will know. So, to pick up where we were at yesterday, one of the scriptures that we never got to them, but let me see, I don't think we did, I want to say we didn't do Galatians 3 and 21, but we're going to read that one. Because, see, there's a Greek word for spirit, and there's a Greek word for make alive. And it's a zupu is the Greek word for making alive. It's the spirit that made our spirit alive. That's why we can compare spiritual things with spirit, because that's where we operate at.
Amen.
How I know that? We walk by the spirit. We live by the spirit. We mind the things of the spirit. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. So, see, we're spiritual because we walk by the spirit. We mind things of the spirit. That's what we do. That's who we are. But anyway, we're going to start with Galatians 3 and 21. I'm just going to give you all a bunch of scriptures. I don't know if we're going to be able to discuss them all, but they're, again, we'll just be led by the Holy Spirit. Whichever one he tells us to park on, we'll park on it. But meanwhile, let's go to Galatians 3 and 21, please.
And the King James reads as follows. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For there is, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness would have been by the law. Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. From the Message Bible, if such is the case, is the law then an anti-promise, a negotiation of God's will for us? Not at all. Its purpose was to make obvious to everyone that we are in ourselves out of right relationship with God, and therefore to show us the futility of devising some religious system for getting our own efforts what we can only get by waiting in faith for God to complete his promise. Amen.
See, it's the same thing, brothers and sisters. Believe me. Abraham was led by the Spirit of God. So we all are able to receive the things of God through the Spirit that led Abraham, which was, for a better way of saying this, Abraham was moving faith. That's how he that's how he operated. He operated in faith. Well, we operate in that same faith because we got the Word of God. We have received the life of God in us. That's what we talked about yesterday. So because we have received this, hear it now, because you have received it, you're able to walk with faith. You're able to believe God.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome knowing that we, our spirit been made alive. Well, look at John 5 and 21. Part of me saying, I don't know, the Spirit just tells me to read these scriptures, and I had got them, and I wanted to read them. So in John, I didn't do Roman. That's what I didn't do. I crossed out some things here as the Spirit was leading me. But in John 5:21, you want to read that one, Evangelist Shannon?
Yeah. It reads as follows. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. The Father handed all authority to judge over to the Son, so that the Son will be honored equally with the Father. Amen.
See, that's spiritual things with spiritual. So the Father said, you know what? I'm giving you all the power I got, Christ, Jesus, so that as they come unto you, You'll have equal power to give life unto their spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, this not, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, the comparison is like night and day, man, when you start comparing spiritual things with spirit. Because you don't get alive by joining a church. Oh, boy, I tell you, I felt something. I don't care what you felt. That doesn't give you eternal life, man.
All right.
That doesn't give you eternal life. Your spirit has to be born again by the Spirit of God. In Romans 4:17, if you will, Romans 4:17.
In the King James, Romans 4:17 reads as follows. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quicketh the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen.
Amen. Romans 4:17 from the Message Bible. We call Abraham father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we're always read in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as father of many people. Amen.
Amen. That's what we walk by. We walk by faith. So when you read that and you'll see that, that's where we operate.
Mm-hmm.
Did she read Romans 4:17?
No. Well, I read Romans 4, yes, I did. I read Romans 4:17. That's correct.
For the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See, God's kingdom does not consist of what a person eats or drinks. That's flesh. But rather, God's kingdom consists of God's approval based on the Holy Ghost that was given to us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the next scripture I want to give you is Romans 8:11.
In the King James, Romans 8:11 reads as follows. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. From the Message Bible. But for you who welcome him in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, that if you yourselves experience life on God's terms, it stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, can you get people to believe that? You have to believe God raised Jesus from the dead. That's when you know you're spiritual, because you believe in that. If the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if that spirit lives in you, that brought Jesus alive now, that same spirit lives in you, abides in you, just like God raised Jesus from the dead or raised him back to life. He's going to do the same thing for your spirit. Not for you, but for your spirit. But you got to understand, you got to compare spiritual things with spiritual. That's how that works. He's not going to raise your flesh. He's not going to raise your flesh. He's going to raise your spirit. That's what came back to life for Jesus' spirit. Christ was brought back to life, and the same thing will happen to your mortal body. Your spirit in there will come alive. The body will be dead because of sin, but the spirit be alive because of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I got a couple more scriptures, too. I got my scriptures today, and I don't know if I'm going to discuss them all, but and we may hit back on them. But 1 Corinthians 15 and 36.
In the King James, it reads as follows. 1 Corinthians 15:36. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. If you look at this question closely, you realize how absurd it is. There are no diagrams for this kind of thing. We do have a parallel experience in gardening. You plant a dead seed. Soon, there is a flourishing plant. There is no visible likeness between seed and plant. Amen.
See, what you have to understand is this divine trinity that's in the believer, God the Father is in you, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Son, they're all is within us. When I think about the works that the Holy Ghost is doing today, it makes a lot of sense, Romans 4 and 17. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense when you understand that the kingdom of God is not meat, but is spiritual. I want to go to the right with this for a minute. It makes a lot of sense that God don't dwell in buildings. He dwell in us. God ain't about the flesh. He's about the spirit.
Yes.
When the Holy Ghost is working, it's working in us. In John 3 and 5, John 3 and 5, you know that, Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verses 5.
In the King James, John 3, 5 reads as follows. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, "You're not listening. Let me say it again. Unless a person submits to this original creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible, a baptism into a new life is not possible to enter God's kingdom." Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you what man teaches. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Man teach you after you get born again, then you have to show some signs. That's what man teaches you. Oh, yeah, you say that. But if I understand this scripture right, I'm gonna have to get Evangelist Sharon to read it again, because I want y'all to hear what is out of the King James Version. If you'll read it, John. And, you know, we might just have to park in John for a minute. Because when I think about John, so much that was awful. In John 3 and 5, read that one more time, Evangelist Sharon.
Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen.
And what he's saying is this, brothers and sisters. He said, you know what? Y'all not listening to me. Y'all not paying attention against what I'm trying to tell you. You have to submit to the original plan. The original plan is that the Holy Ghost must come in your spirit. You got to get baptized in the spirit first.
Yeah.
Or it's not possible for you to enter into righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Your spirit got to die and get baptized and get risen again. Then, and only then, will you be able to enter the kingdom of God. And what the kingdom of God is? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. See that spiritual thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get saved, you can do this. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you what. When your spirit, man, have died and you've been risen, then you ready for God's stuff.
Hallelujah.
I know somebody's still missing what I'm trying to tell you, but I'm telling you, until you make that quality decision that, hey, I'm going to die and your spirit be risen again through the Holy Ghost, then you can enter the promises of God, which is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Because that's what's going to start dictating your life. That's what's going to start controlling your life.
Yeah,
that's why Jesus
said,
"God, you ain't listening to me. You don't hear what I'm saying."
Mm-hmm.
I like one thing that says, "You must be. You must be."
Mm-hmm.
Born again
of
the Spirit, or you can't enter into God's righteousness, peace, and joy until your spirit get born again. See, I know folks take this the opposite way because they're not doing the proper comparison. They want you to show all kind of signs after. No, these signs need to be shown before.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's no exception here. Except a man be born. Now, I know I read this like this. Except a man, no exception. Man has to be born of the water and of the spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. You won't see this stuff. You won't enter into it.
Amen.
But if you do it, you got the guarantee to see this stuff. In Romans 8, I got so many scriptures in my head. Romans 8 and 11. Pretty much covers what I was trying to say as well. I think we read that one. Did we read Romans 8 and 11 yet?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, did we?
Okay. Well, did we read that one?
Mm-hmm. We can
read Romans 8 and 11. Because I got my notes all kind of ways here. But it's pretty much saying the same thing. But I want you to see, spirit has to be made alive to receive this stuff. So in Romans 8 and 11, bless God, read that one for me, Evangelist Sharon.
"But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit and dwelleth in you." Amen.
Praise God. Amen. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. Amen.
I really want that to sink in. You see how that works? That's how that works.
Amen.
The same spirit now that brought Jesus back to life, if that spirit lives in you, the one that brought Christ back to life now, it will also make your spirit alive. But remember,
yes,
Jesus' spirit had to die. He had to die. He had to die.
Yeah.
Then he was able to bring it back. Same thing with us. We have to die so he can bring it back to life. If you don't die out of self, you don't die out of the flesh, there's no need for no resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody want to talk about Christ's resurrection. How about your resurrection? Have you died?
Hey.
Have you crucified the flesh? But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I thank every one of you all. We're going to put the brakes on right there.